Hoosier.
Mm-hmm.
Hoosier, I believe.
Okay, Hoosier, not Hoosier. Okay. If it's not quite midnight and somebody asks you what time it is, you might say, well, it's not quite midnight yet, but it's... What? Or maybe you're at a party and you look at your watch and see that it's, say, 11:30, quarter of 12 or something. You might say, we better get going home. It's what midnight?
It's quarter to 12.
It's what midnight? But...
Morning.
No, I'm not ready to see it. All right, if someone's waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him, and he calls to you, hey, will you be ready soon? You might say, yes, I'll be with you in
2 minutes.
Okay. Anything else you might say?
A moment.
Okay. All right, you know you're on the right road, but you're not sure of the distance. So you might ask somebody, what is it to... New York City. Half what? But
how long?
Any other words you might use in long?
If I'm not ready.
No, this is one if you're on the right road, if you want to find out how long it is from from Washington D.C. to New York City. And say you're in between those two, but you're going to New York City, and you stop and you ask somebody, you say, how
far is it to New York City?
Okay. If you're pointing out something that's nearby, what do you say? If you want me to watch something or to call my attention to something, you might say, what?
Stop.
All right, stop or what else? I might
look.
Yeah. You might say, what about when Brandon does something that he's not supposed to do? You might say to him, say now. What?
No.
No, and look, you said look what?
Look what you've done.
Okay, all righty. If you want to know how many times somebody's done something, you say, what? Do you go to town?
How many times do you go to town?
You ask how many times somebody's gone. You want to know if they go once a week or twice a week or three times a week. And you might say, how
many times do you go to town?
Any other words you might use? Just one word.
How often do you go?
Okay, fine. All right. If you agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy, you might say, to tell him that you're not going to do it, if you're also not going to, you might say, what?
If I ain't going to vote.
If you agree with somebody, say, I'm not going to vote for President Nixon again, if you want to. I wouldn't vote for him again. I wouldn't vote for that fellow again. You might say, and you agree with me, you're not going to vote for that fellow again either. You might say what?
Oh, I'm no wrong. If you don't agree to vote.
All right, if you agree with me, if you don't want to vote for him either, if you're not going to vote for him, and I'm not going to vote for him, I say, I'm not going to vote for him. You might say what? Me.
We agree to vote.
All right, and you might say, me what? Okay, fine. All right, what is the part of your head that's above your eyes where you put where your hand is right now? Your side.
Hey!
All
right. My
okay.